You're listening to Vatican Radio. The leaders of Ireland's Catholic and Protestant churches have called for an end to all paramilitary attacks in Northern Ireland, saying that violence continues to negatively impact the lives and well-being of children and young people. The ecumenical delegation made the appeal to commemorate the United Nations Universal Children's Day, held annually on the 20th of November. Devin Watkins has more.
Leaders of the Catholic, Anglican, Methodist, and Presbyterian churches, as well as the Irish Council of Churches, marked Universal Children's Day with an appeal for an end to paramilitary attacks. In a joint statement, church leaders lamented the continued violence to which children are exposed, either as victims of direct attacks or as members of families subjected to attacks or intimidation. They say the peace process resulting in the Good Friday Agreement signed nearly 20 years ago was meant to protect young people from the violence that blighted the lives of previous generations. The Northern Ireland conflict, also known as the Troubles, began in the late 1960s and lasted until the agreement was signed on the 10th of April 1998. We need to ask ourselves, the statement reads, whether the legacy of violent conflict here has caused us to feel powerless to challenge the culture that supports the continuation of this type of violence. Calling on all members of society to make communities safe and welcoming places, Ireland's religious leaders applaud the many people working to give young people better opportunities and help those at risk make better choices. These include youth and sports clubs, churches, and educators, they say. Funding cuts, however, have left a cloud of uncertainty hanging over these important initiatives. In this context, it is more important than ever, they write, that we seek to lend our support to initiatives that offer young people the chance to achieve their full potential and challenge those who seek to trap them in never-ending cycles of violence. I'm Devin Watkins.